Child Hero Janice Edroff by Allie from Victoria. Janice is an incredible hero who's done many amazing deeds to help others. Janice was born in 1994 on January 20th. When she was only 3 years old, she was diagnosed with a terrible disease called type 1 neurofibromatosis. It causes tumors to grow in nerve pathways all over the body. People who have neurofibromatosis type 1 or NF1 may have very few neurofibromas, or they may have thousands of them throughout their body. NF1 has many devastating side effects, including a weak and unsupportive vertebra. Janice would frequently fall down the stairs and sometimes would be unable to move because of the extreme pain that comes with this disease. At the age of only 5, Janice had to have surgery on her spine to correct its curvature. Screws and a rod were inserted to stabilize her spine. The first time she sat up after the surgery, 2 screws pierced right through her vertebra into the spinal canal. She had to have another operation 3 weeks later. After the surgery, doctors believed that she would never walk again, but thankfully, they were wrong. Her surgeon cried the day she ran into his office, wrapped her tiny arms around him, and said to him, "Thanks for letting me walk again." At the age of 7, Janice wanted to give back to the children's charity that was helping her with medical costs. She started a penny drive at her elementary school and earned $164, but she wasn't very happy with that. So the next year, she decided to do it again, but to get help from a local news anchor. The news anchor announced that Janice would be doing a penny drive, and the money came rolling in. She collected $27,000. Janice wasn't close to done. She started fundraising for the BC Neurofibromatosis Foundation. Cheyennigan Lake Camp, Camp Good Time, Cops for Cancer, and Tour to Rock. Along with all the fundraising she's done, she's also become a spokesperson for Tour to Rock. Janice's biggest dream came true when she raised $5.5 million to build a home away from home for families who have to travel to Victoria, BC to have medical care. The house has 10 bedrooms each, with its own bathroom, television, and telephone. Families from all over were thankful for Janice's hard work and dedication to helping make Janice's place possible. Janice has courage, compassion, and strength. And because of this, she's inspired numerous people to raise money and help out in their community. Janice is now 18, and she is still raising money. Unfortunately, doctors said she needed yet another surgery that could leave her paralyzed. When she got a second opinion, the doctors thankfully said she didn't need the surgery until later in her life. When Janice thought she needed the surgery, people all over started to raise money for her. Janice is overjoyed that she doesn't need surgery. Janice is an incredible hero who has motivated many people and is an amazing role model for me to look up to.